Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Familiar town. Rambo just tries his hand at passing through once again. He's surrounded by the unfamiliar. Junktown jerky vendors, Mr. Handy robots, and a sense of joyous dread at all times. Rambo puts his head down and keeps moving. But with his head down, he bumps square into the back of another man wearing a western duster and a cowboy hat. It is then that the mysterious figure turns to face Rambo, who is horrified by the fact that he's missing most of that face. The stranger scoffs and says, "What, you never seen a ghoul before? Let me guess, you're the tough guy who wants to prove something." Before Rambo can even respond, he sees the man draw a weapon, and at that moment, both his training and muscle memory take over. Because if someone's falling today, all he knows is, it's not going to be him. It's Vietnam vet versus Anchorage vet. It's John versus Cooper. It's Rambo versus the ghoul. Today on Who Would Win?
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Ray Stecanus. Legion of Audience, the Who Would Win show has done it once again and brings you a battle that will entertain you and possibly make you think something is seriously wrong with us. In one corner, you have the ghoul, a radiation-scarred, undead-like human bounty hunter with extended lifespan and resilience in a post-apocalyptic world in the Fallout TV show. And in the other corner, you have Rambo, the battle-hardened Vietnam War veteran known for his survival instincts, combat expertise, and relentless determination overcoming insurmountable odds. Those are all the biggest words I know. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed, and this should come as no surprise to anyone, but this particular battle has never been discussed ever in the history of anything, not the internet, not the multiverse, not even amongst the over 200,000 followers of all of the Who Would Win social media accounts. So yet again, the Who Would Win show brings you, the Legion of Audience, another never been discussed before geek culture battle, and you are welcome. Ray, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
I did it, everybody. I got a Fallout character on the show, and it only took me 6 seasons. I have been pitching one after another from the Fallout series, and praise Bezos, we finally got a Fallout TV show that stretched beyond the realm of the game and tapped into the zeitgeist, if you will, of American and world culture. So now everybody's a lot more familiar with Fallout, and this made it absolutely easier to convince the board of now that the show is a certified hit. I want to thank all of the awkward allies, all of the Rainiacs out there, all of the Fallout fans who have been saying we need to get Fallout on the show. Give it up to Gary Lynn. I'm going to give him a quick shout out for helping and posting and commenting. We saw it and it mattered. That's why we're here today. I could not be more excited to be doing Fallout on the Who Would Win show.
You know, you're not wrong. You know, this is an interesting battle to me because we're using a fairly new character to geek culture in the Ghoul and matching him up with someone who's been around for, what, well over 40 years. Look, when you match two characters, one new, one very much established, you need a judge who can bring a different viewpoint to the battle. Someone who has the ability to transcend logic and bring some type of artistic touch in order to determine a clear winner for today's epic battle. Do we have such a judge for today's episode? Let's find out. Making their first appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's artist extraordinaire. It's the person who brought both myself and Race to Canis to life in animated form. That's right. It's Ian Moss. Ian, welcome to Who Would Win.
Hello there, Legion of Audience. And thank you so much, Almighty Ray and the great Gatsby, for having me on. I'm super excited. This has been a dream of mine since I heard about this show while I was drawing James and Ray for a podcast. So I'm actually so excited to be on this show. I've decided to do a special giveaway, and I don't do this very often, but I'm giving away one of these two prints. They are limited edition, 8x10 G. Clay Fine Art Museum quality prints. One is Anakin Skywalker. The other one is Victor Freeze and the fans. You can enter on my site, and we will randomly draw the winner from the list of names that got entered. James, are you cool with this, and are you cool with posting the link and everything on the socials?
No, I'm not going to do that whatsoever. I think your masterful artwork should stay in museums. Hang it beside, you know, Mona Lisa at the Louvre, and just, you know, the same policy they have with Race to Canis. You're not even allowed in the museum, but if you do get in somehow, you can't. No, of course. We're going to post the link, and what's going to happen is Legion of Audience, you'll see the, you know, pictures within our social media accounts. You'll see them. You'll be like, I want one of those because they look amazing. Ian Moss does great work. You're going to click on the link. You're going to put in your email. There'll be a random drawing. It's going to, you know, we'll put up this whole thing for over the next 2 weeks just to make sure the entirety of the Legion of Audience gets a chance to enter, and you will have one of these two, hopefully, if you're randomly drawn, museum pieces to have forever, and they are incredible.
Hey, Ian, you know, here's call the deal. Me old-fashioned. Yes. Maybe he should say the link on the show he's on right now.
Oh, yeah. You can go to shop.emoscreative.com, and there'll be a link on the site for you guys to be able to click the giveaway.
Shop.ianmosscreative.com. What a website, that shop.ianmosscreative.com. I hope a lot of people go to shop.ianmosscreative.com and enter this contest.
Yep, that would be great. And I love seeing people in person at all the different cons and art shows I do too, so...
Now, Ian, you do a lot of conventions, and you're great with fans. We've known each other for quite some time, and you know, you tell me how much you love it when people come up. But I've had a question for you for quite some time. What was the experience like to draw both Ray and myself in order to bring us to life on this motion comic called Rideshare? Look it up on YouTube. It's pretty cool, especially the episode where Ray and I make an actual appearance in the show. How
Best
hard
episode.
Was it to bring us to life in animated form?
Really, I mean, growing up with comic books and Shazam, it wasn't hard to draw James. I just kind of drew Shazam. And then for Ray, I'm a big fan of Sasquatch, but you never see what he looks like. So that one was a little tougher. I just imagined a partly shaved Sasquatch. And I respect you for that, Ray, because I love Sasquatch. And I've been trying to get him to hang out with me when I go camping. So...
I mean, you can always get Ray to hang out with you for camping. That'd be a great thing.
That is right. 0% chance of that happening.
Ray, just to let the Legion of Audience know, Ray is more of a glamper.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, if you want him to come pay you a visit at the campsite, just make sure there's like a huge, you that's, know, touring
Jan,
bus. That's
not even true, James. I'm more of a not leave the houser.
That's fair.
You know, I mean, that doesn't surprise me from the reference photos that James sent me. What was he wearing? Like some beat up boat shoes, and pretty sure there was like 6 week old ketchup and mustard stains on his face. It wasn't even on his shirt.
Listen, it's called hungry. Artistic integrity.
Well, you don't save food good. For later. It's called value, Ian.
Hey, that's what the beards are for, man.
Thank you.
Why do you think we grow face diapers? It's so we could just
sustenance. That's why.
Listen, Listen, we can talk about bringing race to Canis Myself to Life on an animated form. We can talk about more of this contest that Ian Moss is having on his website. Ray, what's Ian Moss's website, by the way?
I believe it's shop.ianmosscreative.com from what I hear.
Sure, we could talk more about that, but we got to get to today's episode. So with that being said, Ray, please do us the honors and announce today's matchup.
Representing Lionsgate Films, the soldier who keeps losing at Pictionary because he keeps drawing first blood, Rambo. And representing both Amazon Prime and Bethesda Softworks, the Wastelander who'd give you the finger, but then immediately ask for it back, the Ghoul.
Well done, Ray. Now, before we go any further, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Each debater is going to get to make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. And the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, you can always check out all the rules on our website at www.whowouldwinshow.tv. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win Show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review, because we deserve it, wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now, let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. Ray, please give us the details for the Ghoul.
The Ghoul is an over 200-year-old human named Cooper Howard, who has had to adapt to survive. He was created by Graham Wagner and Geneva Robertson Dworet. First appeared in the TV series Fallout in 2024 and is played brilliantly by one Walton Goggins. Based on the video game series of the same title, Fallout tells the stories of several people who live more than 200 years after the nuclear apocalypse that ravaged the planet. Now, one of these characters is the Ghoul, for whom radiation eroded away all his skin but kept him alive and preserved all these years later. Cooper Howard was a Hollywood actor known for his westerns, but when the bombs fell, he was forced, without his choice really, to reinvent himself as the Ghoul, notorious bounty hunter and marksman who travels the wastes for his own reasons. Fun fact, did you know that the first Fallout game wasn't originally going to be post-apocalyptic? It's crazy, but it is true. Fallout creator Tim Kaine has confirmed that Fallout was originally going to be a Dungeons & Dragons-style game, but then it became a wild story where the player would accidentally kill off the entire human race through time travel mistakes and encounter a civilization of dinosaurs in the far future, having to travel through time itself to save his girlfriend. That is wild. After that, they wanted an alien invasion game, and then eventually spun it into the Fallout world that we know and love. That is Fallout, and this is the Ghoul.
Very cool. Here are the details for Rambo. Rambo, created by author David Morrell, made his first appearance in the 1972 novel First Blood. Rambo made his first on-screen appearance in the 1982 film adaptation of First Blood, portrayed by, of course, Sylvester Stallone. Now, this film solidified Rambo's status as an iconic action hero within the 80s, emphasizing his physical prowess and tactical genius in guerrilla warfare, which is why I'll be using this exact version for today's battle. John James Rambo is a former United States Army Special Forces soldier and Vietnam War veteran, known for his exceptional combat skills, survival instincts, and relentless determination. The character embodies the struggle of veterans to reintegrate into civilian life, facing alienation and psychological trauma. Rambo's intense experiences in Vietnam leave him scarred, leading to his initial portrayal as a drifter and then as the ultimate soldier, always with a profound sense of justice and ability to survive against all odds. And here's an interesting fact about Rambo. Did you know that watching a Rambo film revealed to me the best way to watch a movie in a theater? It's true. Back when Rambo 2 came out in theaters, a very young James Gabs, he went to see it with his older brother. Young James was way too young to go see this film, but you know, Canada, am I right? Anyway, unbeknownst to young James, a large group of very enthusiastic bikers who were evidently even more enthusiastic fans of Rambo were also in the same theater. What proceeded was the greatest cinematic experience I ever had. Every time Rambo killed a villain, the bikers would cheer like a pack of crazed animals, just like we did in grade school in Canada when they fed us chunks of polar bear and walrus. Anyway, the bikers encouraged me to throw my popcorn at the screen when something bad happened to Rambo and to jump out of my chair when he vanquished the villain. In the end, two things became very clear. Number one, you should always go to a movie with a very enthusiastic crowd. And two, bikers are awesome, at least the ones that go to movies and befriend young kids and encourage them to destroy the theater they're in. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Now you have the facts on both opponents, Ian. Do you have any questions before we get started?
First of all, I'd like to give James 500 points for saying bikers are awesome because I have a bunch of biker friends. Anyways, I do have a question. So just to confirm, we have the Rambo is the movie version, and Ray, are you using the game or the show version?
Well, as mentioned before, there is no such thing as the game version. He was created for the TV show, but a lot of the lore, etc., of Fallout from the game appears in the TV show as well.
Got it. Okay.
Wow, talking down to the judge, Ray. I mean, I don't know if I'd put up with that, Ian.
Only when I get stupid questions, James.
Wow. Ian, I'll be using what I call the superhero Rambo version from the films, which is Rambo from Rambo 2 and 3 of the films.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. With that being said, let's get this party started. Ray, here's your point number one.
Point number one for the ghoul. Now, I want to talk a little bit about his past, because Cooper Howard lived a heck of a life before the bombs ever dropped. And we'll talk about it, his ghoulness in point number two. And I understand that I said he was a human. Yes, I know he's a ghoul, folks, but a ghoul is, like, from a human. So, y'all, I know my Fallout. Get over it. The point I'm trying to say here is that he's lived a life in that he was a Hollywood movie actor known for his Westerns. And that forced him into a whole lot of training that really helped him come the apocalypse. Because he got them cowboy skills, y'all. He can use a lasso. He can use it to rope people and pull them down and bind them and constrict them. And, you know, incapacitate them for 2 minutes or more. For example, I don't know why I would be saying that. At one point during a battle against somebody with a power armor, Brotherhood of Steel power armor, while in the city of Philly, his name was Maximus, he's fantastic. Well, he was flying around with a jet-packed power armor. And what did the ghoul do? He spun around a winch on like a cable and then hooked him with it while he was flying around his head like mid-air. So he's got them cowboy skills. He can hit it. If there is rope around, he could form a lasso and he could incapacitate Rambo. No problem. He could also ride a horse. I don't think it's going to matter here, but I should at least point it out as well. But before he was a trained cowboy for the movies, he was a trained soldier fighting for America. He fought in the Battle for Anchorage against the Chinese military, and he himself wore that same power armor, maybe not the exact version of it, but he did in fact wear his own version of power armor while he fought in the Battle for Anchorage, which means he has a full opt of military training. And unlike Rambo, whose military training, you know, was in the past, a lot can be learned from the past to get to the future. His military training came many, many, many years later, so a lot of stuff would have been smoothed out by then, and he would, I would argue, be better trained militarily than even Rambo, based on his being a serviceman in the Fallout universe before the bombs dropped. That also means that he is very, very skilled at combat. He's a very quick draw. We've seen him be able to quick draw and shoot people before they really even have a chance to react. He loves to talk and talk smack and get under your skin and get you thinking about something, and then he just whips out the gun and he'll pop you a good one, right? Because as good as a draw he is, he's a better shot. Lest we forget the battle in Philly when he's just blowing people away at a distance with his Winchester rifle over and over again. He got two kills with one trigger pull. He shot a bullet and it went through the chest of one person, through the head of the person behind him. He got a headshot with the second hit. That is insane levels of accuracy. Rambo likes to spray and pray. Let's keep it real. The ghoul times his shots exactly how he needs to get the effect that he wants. He's perfect at picking his moment to strike. He was surrounded on all sides in Philly, and he just casually picked off the people that were right about to shoot him, ducked under cover, reloaded, came out and shot down a few more. Absolutely incredible. He can use all the weapons like many other Fallout-style characters, And finally, defensively, he got shot multiple times in the back in that battle in Philly, and he just shrugged it off and kept fighting as if nothing had happened at all. So there's something about being a ghoul, we'll talk about it in point number two, that makes it so you don't necessarily feel pain quite as strongly as a regular human like, you know, Rambo would. All this together, I've won this battle, and it's only point number one.
I mean, listen, you can't put down, especially, you know, for Memorial Day weekend, which is, you know, it's just passed, and we love, you know, soldiers and, you know, all of our, you know, service personnel in the military. Here's the deal, though. Let me just kind of break this down point by point, Ray. I'm just shaking my head in amazement that you brought this up. You know, he was a Hollywood movie actor. Yeah, some of them have some pretty interesting training. That's not really going to go that far. This is coming from me, someone who's actually back in previous life, trained a number of people for roles and what have you in different ways. They've got some good training, but that's not really going to put them over in a battle. Cowboy schools, yeah, they're no joke. Look, I'm someone who did some work on ranches. I participated in a cow tackling contest, as we mentioned previously in the show, as a little kid. Cowboy skills are no joke. Good thing that, you know, Rambo is not, I don't know, livestock. So I don't know if the cowboy skills are going to apply right there. He's a trained soldier. That's awesome. But saying he can match and even surpass Rambo, the ultimate soldier who takes out and takes on armies, just don't think the skills are quite there in terms of comparison. And that's it, really. We'll get into like the ghoul and what he can do because he's awesome as a character. Let me get into the training and let's talk about this, my point number one. So point number one, let's talk about Rambo's physical abilities. Also his training, shall we? Now, in terms of abilities, he's got a lot. He's in peak human condition. He's got exceptional strength, agility, endurance. He can operate at peak physical performance for long periods of time. This guy's pretty much a superhero, let's just face it. His pain tolerance is indeed superhuman. To say he's got a high threshold for pain is an understatement. How many times do we witness Rambo, you know, was able to continue fighting despite, you know, severe injuries or lacerations or what have you? His willpower is just off the charts. His stealth is also insane. He's got this ability to move silently. We've seen that before. He remains undetected in every type of environment you can think of. Look, I love Rambo 2, where he's taken out a bunch of soldiers who are coming after him in the jungle. And from out of nowhere, within seconds, he has covered himself in mud, put himself on a mountainside, and no one knows he's there. Some soldier walks in front of him, and all of a sudden you see his eyes open and he takes him out. He is that good at stealth. But his mental abilities, those are really insanely high. He's a legit tactical genius. He may not say much, but look, this is a highly intelligent person. He's devising complex strategies and plans under pressure all the freaking time. His situational awareness, that is a thing. It's pretty much superhuman as well. He's described as having, I quote, acute awareness of his surroundings, allowing him to anticipate and react to threats very, very quickly. His determination, his willpower, all of that's our insane levels. He's known within the U.S. military as having, and again, I'm quoting this, unwavering resolve and tenacity driven by a strong sense of duty and whatever personal mission he's on. And don't even get me started on his survival skills. Look, we've already seen all that. In Rambo 1, he was described as someone that can eat things that would make a billy goat puke. That's right. Evidently, Rambo can survive off of a race to Canis style diet. That is crazy. His improvisation skills are off the charts as well. He's the one person who can out MacGyver when it comes to waging war. You know, he's making makeshift weapons and tools from nothing. This is just child's play for him. He's that good. He's skilled in tracking enemies, but this is the big one. He can track enemies and avoid being tracked himself. This is the big difference. The ghoul won't care if he's been seen by Rambo. He might even enjoy it. However, Rambo can foreseeably avoid being seen by the ghoul using that stealth, get the element of surprise, or even just stay out of harm's way and attack him from a distance. Now, in terms of military training, he's got a lot. He's got, you know, he's a special forces training type of guy. He's a highly trained member of the U.S. Army Special Forces, known as the Green Berets. He's got specialized training in guerrilla tactics, and that includes ambushes, sabotage, raids, hit and run type of stuff. This is what I'm talking about, is the difference between these two. He's got what is called SEER training. Now, SEER stands for survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. I did my research on this. It's insanely advanced training, so he can survive in hostile environments in any type of situation you can think of. Look, we've used this term before in a Who Would Win battles, but Rambo is an undeniable genius when it comes to tactics. He is a tactical genius, especially when it comes to coming up with them in unknown territory. And finally, he's a master of conducting reconnaissance to gather intelligence and then assess, I don't know, enemy positions, their strengths. This is someone who can figure out an opponent very, very quickly. And against the ghoul, this will be key, but it is something that Rambo is going to be able to do. And then Rambo's going to be able to come up with a plan and use all of his things, his training, his abilities, and never mind the weapons, which I'll talk about later, to come out with a win. All of that is my point number one.
Look, I have great respect for Rambo. I respect any man who can eat like I do. Any man who can pull that off, I will say right now, I respect you. Now, you'd say that Rambo is peak human condition. I would agree to that. Rambo, as seen in the movies you described, part two and part three, has not really let himself go. But even then, the ghoul is in peaker condition. He just moves faster. He is stronger because he has that sort of like, have you ever seen the movie Darkman, where his sense of pain has been taken away from him, giving him much greater strength than any human could do because he doesn't know how to not push himself to the limits. The ghoul is not dissimilar than that. And Rambo, he takes out armies, some platoons, I guess, but the ghoul takes out armies that are wearing power armor. There is no power armor in the Rambo universe. He is fighting lightly armored, if armored at all, conscripts in the jungle who don't really want to be there. That's a huge difference in opponents. And, you know, the jungle. The jungle is a very, very difficult place, and Rambo earned his stripes in there. I would argue the wasteland is even tougher because you have different types of giant monster creatures. You have enemies, raiders, super mutants, and everything in between coming after you. All Rambo has to worry about is a couple guys, you know, and an IED.
You know, Ray, I think you've used your scientific genius to come up with a new term we should use for the show. You said Rambo, we agreed he's peak human, but you said the ghoul is even peaker.
He's peaker human. That's correct.
He's peaker human. You know, leave it to Ray Cicanus to come up with new scientific terms that will soon be adopted.
Not to be confused with peaky or peaker blinders.
Yes, absolutely. That I was confused. All right, let's see what the judge has to say. Ian Moss, you've had, you know, an opportunity to listen to one point from both Ray and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
Sorry, I was drawing something.
Fair.
Check it out. I drew Ray as a Care Bear with a little Care Bear stare. It's a Ray Bear. It is Ray Care Bear staring. Yeah.
Impressive.
That's peak human to me right there. All right, so after, crazy enough, I was still able to pay attention. I'd say after all that, I'm going to put Ray's got a decent lead on you, James. So here's what's going on. From introduction to the character, he's 200 years old. And, you know, one of my big arguments for Wolverine, that's a lot of time to gain combat experience. So that's going to be a lot of things going on there. Surviving bombs, I get it was the radiation and all that, but also fighting the stronger opponents. So James, what I'm going to need to hear from you, like, we got, he's peak human, but we have a peaker human here. So you're going to have to kind of show me how he overcomes some of that ghoul stuff. So I'd say, we've talked about some stealth survival. The Iron Stomach is, I'm actually going to give Rambo like 600 points for that because I love being able to eat anything. Maybe he can eat the ghoul. I don't know. But for at least at the moment, when we're talking about 200 years of combat experience, ghoul taking down stronger, like armored opponents, that's a pretty big deal. But also the seer training is a pretty big deal. But I'm going to put Ray ahead at the moment.
You know, this is something that Ray should savor as a moment, you know, because typically I'm ahead or it's a draw. And this is one of the few times where the judge, for whatever reason, Ian, I'm not trying to, you know, figure out what's going on in your mind. You're giving the lead to Ray. I love it. Let's see what happens.
Because I was drawing. I don't know.
That's fair. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for point number two.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso. Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back for point number two. Ray, hit us with what you got.
Point number two for the ghoul. Let's just talk a two-parter. One, about him being a ghoul. And second, the tech of the Fallout universe. Now, as you said, Ian, and completely stole my thunder, so shame on you.
Sorry.
The ghoul is well over 200 years old. Most of that was in the wasteland, right? Maybe he's even older than that. He might be like 240 years old, given his time before the war. But a lot of time has he spent in the wasteland, and he is still alive during the events of the Fallout TV show. Not just alive, but he's feared. He's known by everybody. He hasn't made a lot of friends, but yet here he is, still kicking people right in the face. He's pretty much the best bounty hunter in a world comprised of just rough times and people trying to just get along all the time, right? So he has that combat experience, not just against people, but against giant monsters. The Yaogwai giant mutated bears, the rad roaches. There's all kinds of crazy things in the wasteland trying to kill you, and the ghoul is still there. Would Rambo still be there? No. Well, because he's not a ghoul. That's not the point I'm trying to make today, although that's a great point. As a ghoul, he has suffered a massive amount of radiation, but unlike other regular humans, it did not kill him. Now, it melted away a lot of his skin, made most of his hair fall out, lost his nose in this. But at this point, being a ghoul, he's not only immune to radiation, he can in fact be healed by it. So given that if we are anywhere near a wasteland type environment, if he finds a patch of good radiation, that could help bring him back from any damage. Let's also say his physiology is different now. He's immune to a tranquilizer dart that shot him point blank. He was pretty much immune to that chem whenever he wanted to be, right? And that gives him an extra amount of healing ability. You know, he had his finger bitten off by another character at one point, and it only sort of annoyed him. He didn't scream in pain, and in fact, he just grabbed a needle and thread, and he just sewed that thing right back on again. Because as a ghoul, he can't just die of natural causes. Ghouls can't do that. Famously, in Fallout 4, a small child became a ghoul and was trapped in a fridge for like 200 years. It's not the best storyline in the entire world, but they don't need to eat. They don't need to, you know, drink water in order to survive. They will just keep on going forever if allowed to. And you talked about the eating things. Well, let's keep it real right here. In the Fallout TV show, the ghoul shoots one of his ghoul friends in the face before he can go full feral and lose control of himself, at which point he starts cutting out a piece of his buttocks in order to make arse jerky for himself. He's eating his friends. Has Rambo ever stuck to eating his friends? That's way more hardcore than the lead belly you're talking about with Rambo. And finally, the gear. There are drugs, Jet, Psycho, Med-X, that can, you know, make you a little bit stronger in combat, make you crazier, do more damage. But since the tranquilizer round didn't work on him, I'm not going to put as much faith in that, but I will talk about stim packs. Stim packs are something that he uses on the wounded dog to literally save the dog in the show to show that he is a redeemable character. Well, stim packs are everywhere in the Fallout universe, and we learned from the show, you just sort of inject it into yourself, and you just automatically heal up from all kinds of damage. Rambo doesn't have that type of equipment on him, does he? No, he does not. And as far as weapons go, you know, he's got the Winchester rifle and his hand cannon with explosive rounds. He shot a bullet from there. It literally had the word boom written on the bottom of the bullet because when he hits something, it blows up. I've seen Rambo blow things up, but it usually has to have fuel inside of it. Am I right? Not so with the ghoul. If he hits you with one of his pistol shots with the explosive rounds, you blow up like he has the bloody mess perk. And that's my point number two.
I love this character, and it's pretty obvious why other people do, and the show is absolutely fantastic. Some fun stuff about this, you know, he's immune, the ghoul's immune to tranquilizers. That's awesome. Good thing Rambo doesn't use tranquilizers. Now, on top of this, the healing factor for the ghoul, it's interesting to me because it still takes a while for him to heal from bigger injuries. I get it. His pain tolerance is great because he doesn't pretty much feel pain. But again, if there's a chunk blown out from him, like if his arm is gone or half of his upper torso, that's not growing back. That's going to affect him in a big way. I believe he gets shot in the head. He's also going to die as well. So he's, you know, maybe long lived, maybe kind of has some immortality, but he's not invulnerable to damage or what have you, especially when he gets shot in big areas. Stimpaks are good. But again, Rambo's going to be using a lot of stuff to create a ton of damage. And there's more than one way to beat a character. You know, there's incapacitation, there's traps, there's just immobilizations. Rambo's got a lot of different ways at his disposal to get the win. But let me kind of get more into this for my point number two. My point number two, let's kind of talk about Rambo's fighting style. Now, in terms of martial arts, Rambo's mastered quite a few of fighting styles. This includes, of course, boxing, judo, Filipino martial arts, specifically collie stick and knife fighting, and even karate, because why not? He is beyond skilled in these close quarter battle techniques we've seen him do. And this includes, you know, knife fighting, disarming opponents, and all that kind of good stuff. And the best way to describe Rambo's fighting style is to kind of say that he's a master of hybrid fighting, meaning he can combine, I don't know, elements of anything he puts together fighting style-wise and just seamlessly blend them together. We saw this in a bunch of the Rambo films. In fact, Rambo's style of fighting, I've read this where he was described as having a methodology that combines elements of guerrilla warfare, martial arts, and military tactics. I wish I wrote that, but I did not. Now, I will say that Rambo prefers using stealth and ambush tactics to surprise and overwhelm opponents. He's a master of being in front of you, causing distraction, doing something, blowing, whatever he's going to do. And as you're reacting that, he disappears and finds a tactical place to kind of find a, you know, to shoot you from or to take you out. This is something he's known for. It's no problem for him doing this whatsoever. And one thing that he does do, which he's really great with, is knife fighting. You know, we've seen him just be really kind of aggressive. He's not fancy with it. He's going to plunge it into you, take it out, run away, whatever it is. Of course, if he does that with the ghoul, he's going to figure out real quick that the ghoul is not your, you know, contemporary villain of the week that Rambo takes out. It's going to take a lot more, but good things is, you know, he's got a lot more. We've seen Rambo. He's an expert in knife combat, of course. He's got that signature survival knife. More on his weapons in a second. Again, speaking of getting the job done, Rambo's, of course, a master with firearms. When it comes to firearms, Rambo, he's an expert with anything, a wide range of firearms. This includes pistols, rifles, machine guns, shotguns. He's great at disarming people. He'll use a gun against someone else. And we saw this in Rambo 2 specifically, where all of a sudden he's got an AK-47 because he took it from Russian soldiers coming after him, because why not? It's a fun thing to do. He's highly accurate with both automatic and semi-automatic firearms. So, Ray, I'm going to push back one of your points. When you can be accurate with a, you know, a machine gun the way he is, if he wants to kind of spray it just across, you know, an area, he can do it to get people to back off. Or if he wants to be highly accurate with it, he can. Being accurate with a machine gun is insanely hard to do. It is very, very skilled. As someone who has actually gotten the opportunity to shoot a machine gun, I can attest to how hard it is to be very accurate with it. Now, of course, he's a master of improvised weaponry. He's going to use the environment. He's going to create weapons and traps. He can also turn everyday objects into deadly weapons or tools. We've seen this before. He's off the charts when it comes to knife disarms, gun disarms, and neutralizing armed opponents. I get that the ghoul is a different type of animal, but again, Rambo's going to figure this out. Of course, he's got a master level of expertise in using every freaking type of explosive you can think of, including C4 and improvised weapons and improvised explosive devices. He's got sniper training in terms of precision shooting and long-range sniper attacks. This is what people forget about Rambo. He's actually quite a good sniper. He's an expert in demolitions, even though he's not the demolition man from another movie. He's still an expert at them. He is great at setting up and executing demolitions to destroy structures, cause distractions, destroying enemies. He can do it. Remember, Rambo also uses explosives to create diversions, you know, destroy equipment, clear obstacles. He's just someone who can do great stuff with explosives, let's just face it. And look, and as great as the ghoul is, you got to keep in mind, he's a bounty hunter first, where he typically has all of the advantages. Like physically, he's imposing, his reputation precedes him. In a battle against Rambo, that's not going to be the case. And to be clear, Rambo's going to have weapons on him. In fact, I'm giving Rambo the same standard issue equipment he has on him in his missions in Rambo 2, which was, you know, his iconic combat and survival knife. And it's got needles, matches, a small survival, you know, it's got this cool stuff as well. He uses a gun called the M1911A1. It's just a powerful handgun, and he's got extra ammo. He's got that iconic compound bow, and that's equipped with those specialized explosive arrowheads. And he's also really good at just kind of taking a position and being silent with his bow and arrow attacks so he doesn't give away his position. He's got a number of explosive devices. He's got grenades, C4 plastic explosives. And again, he's going to use these to set traps and create diversions. He's also got some protective gear on him, standard issue soldier stuff. I don't think that's going to be a big deal in this. And he's got his cross belt with grenades, just so because, you know, everyone wants easy access to grenades. So put him on a cross belt. It's the fashionable thing to do in the Pacific Palisades area where I live. Look, you put all the weapons training, the fighting training, his skills, and his standard issue stuff he's got, this is someone the Ghoul is not going to be ready to take on. All of that is my point number two.
I disagree wholeheartedly with so much of what you say right here. The Ghoul is so much more craftier than you give him credit for. You know, he adapted to this world he lives in over 200 years. Let's face it, Rambo has a hard time adapting to the world he's in for like about 10 minutes. In that first Rambo movie, he goes into town, somebody's mean to him, and he flips out and loses his mind and starts trying to kill everybody. This is a guy who's not necessarily mentally there all the time. And you talk about bounty hunters. Oh, bounty hunters have all the advantages? Sir, I've seen the documentary Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's a man who wears 6-inch lifts and is still only 5'3". You're going to tell me that guy has the success he has with all the advantages? I would disagree. You have to be craftier to take people on their own turf unaware and bring them in anyway. And James Gavsey, I've played Valorant. I know exactly how hard it is to be accurate with a machine gun at any range whatsoever, because I am not. So I give Rambo some credit, but a machine gun is a famously spray and pray inaccurate weapon. So he's not hitting all these shots. And lastly, the Ghoul is not going to be taken by surprise. I appreciate that Rambo has his wiles about him, right? But the Ghoul has lived in the wasteland for 200 years in a place that he has hated. When he had the battle in Philly, he was surrounded on all sides and didn't know who was going to step up and who was going to shrink down. And he just had to be ready with 360 scope to take out anybody who wanted a piece of him. So I'm sorry, Rambo is not taking the Ghoul by surprise.
So much fun stuff. This is crazy. You know, we got to discuss this because we're at the turning point. Ian, you've had a moment to ponder 2 points from both Ray and myself. Who do you think is ahead, and what does the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
Well, we are at the turn, as you said, and I can't wait for the prestige. Get it? Okay. Anyways, I'm going to say y'all are tied up now. So, Whoa. Yeah, James, you really brought it with point two. Your point one, I get the whole character building part. I feel like Ray came in swinging some chairs and tables at you, and then you just kind of brought in all the martial arts and then the fighting guerrilla style, retouched on the stealth thing. The things that I think are pretty cool is the explosive arrows, and I'm going to give you like 800 points for that, because I like making things go boom. So you focused more on his accuracy to being able to shoot the handgun and some of those other things. And honestly, the big thing that made you in the lead right now is the master of the environment. So, or not lead, but kind of like brought you up and tied you back up to that point. So the things that I find interesting are, I want to confirm with Ray, the Ghoul can in fact be killed by like shooting. He doesn't have like Wolverine, Deadpool type healing that's gonna keep him from getting healed with the bullets.
He does not have that kind of a healing factor. We have seen other ghouls on the show get shot in the head and stay down.
Okay, that's good. That's gonna, I mean, not good, but that evens the playing field a little bit. But 200 years of survival, that's still a pretty big thing. So like what I'm gonna need to see from both of y'all is like, how does the other one actually get up on the other person? How do they wind up kind of taking the other person out, as it were?
Interesting point. So, you know, here you go saying I'm in the lead. I accept that position,
no,
by
tied,
the way.
Tied.
Right, tied, but I had to overcome quite a bit to get into the lead in order to be tied. I see what you're saying, Ian. Listen, this is a tough battle. When the board kind of brought this to us, I had to really think long and hard to figure this out, but I think I might have the way. Of course, raising the same thing. Stay tuned. We're about to hit you with your point number three.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. This is it. Let's see what happens. Ray, hit us with your point number three.
Point number three for the ghoul. Let's just talk about some of the fights that he's taken. Because I've seen the fights that Rambo's taken. And quite honestly, he's fighting against, you know, groups of what is it, people either in the desert or in the jungle who have sort of been conscripted into fighting. They're guerrilla warfare. They're very young kids. They're not very well trained. They don't want to be there. They don't have the best equipment. They don't have the best leadership. These are the soda cans that Rambo is constantly knocking off in his movies. However, the ghoul has it at a whole different level in the wasteland. One thing I want to talk about is how shockingly quick he is. When he decides to make a move, typically speaking, the other people around him do not have time to react when he makes the moves he has. Lest we forget, we're introduced by to him as he's in a grave. And he's dug up, which these people that captured him do to him once a year. He was held at gunpoint by three men in that scenario. And what did he do? He just jumped on them. Even though they had guns drawing down on him, he was able to lasso the first guy, incapacitate him immediately, and then immediately murder or bring down basically one of the two men, turn and use him as a human shield against a literal machine gun like Rambo would use the other man as a human shield because he's not afraid to do what it takes in order to survive. He does not care. He has to get out of that. And then he kicks the dude he lassoed into the grave he came from and kept going. But later on in the show, he was captured by people from the government, I forget exactly what they're called, but essentially, these are raiders, these are criminals who have decided that they are the new law and order now that the NCR, spoiler alert, is not a factor in Los Angeles anymore. That's what I'll say about that. Again, he's held at a table with the boss and a couple of lackeys, a couple of henchmen with weapons drawn on him, and it does not matter. He's able to get the jump on them anyway. He moves shockingly fast, takes them both out, and he's basically left with the boss in front of him being like, what are we going to do now? That's who the ghoul is. He finds himself in disadvantageous situations, and he's able to turn the tables quickly with sharp thinking and sharper movement and win the day. Rambo in his battles, you'll notice he has the advantage in many of these battles. He's the one sneaking in. He's the one working with stealth. He's Solid Snake in a Metal Gear game. They don't know where he is until he strikes them from the shadows or hits them from a distance. That's not the type of battle that Rambo is going to be in today, though. And that's the entire point that I'm trying to make. Not only is the ghoul fast, though, he's strong. He went toe-to-toe with a fully power-armored member of the Brotherhood of Steel, wearing, I believe, T-60 power armor, and he was able to kick him and knock him backwards. Those power armors are heavy. Rambo versus a guy, ask yourself this question, if Rambo faced a member of the Brotherhood of Steel in T-60 power armor, how would he do? The answer is not very well. The ghoul was able to work himself around, cut the tubes leading into the power armor, effectively disabling the power armor, and took him out. And later he fought an entire Brotherhood of Steel platoon because he was aware of a flaw in the armor that allowed him to shoot underneath the rib cage and take one of them out, at which point he takes out the lights and then drops his whole platoon, basically, just lurking in the shadows. Everything Rambo can do, the ghoul's been doing for 200 more years and flat out does it better against stronger opponents. So if these two met in a matchup, the ghoul has every advantage, and Rambo will be playing from behind the entire time, and that is not when he's at his strongest, lest we forget that he once lost to David Caruso. Yow! And that's my point number three.
All right, now before I get started, what was the sound that David Caruso made when he fought Rambo again?
You gotta watch CSI Miami to discover it for yourself.
Gotcha. I thought a cat was getting run over. All right, look, let me push back on some of your points real quick. Look, in terms of, you know, what Rambo is facing versus what the ghoul is facing, you know, I will say this, that Rambo typically faces off against much bigger numbers. And that's the key. Bigger numbers of people who are very well armed, who also surround him from all angles. Luckily, the ghoul is kind of, you know, has maybe, I don't know, four or five, whatever those type of numbers at him. But that's nothing compared to what Rambo has to take on a regular basis. Against, you know, again, Rambo's insanely hard to catch by surprise, and that's a lot of things, but he does know how to catch others by surprise. That's typically how he gets out of certain situations he puts himself into. You know, and Rambo, again, he gets surrounded, gets away. It's funny how the government, I love that, the government captured the ghoul. That's an interesting point to just remember for my point number three. And, you know, the Brotherhood of Steel, that's awesome. You mentioned it before. You know, the ghoul knew where the flaw in the armor was because he wore the armor and just knew what to do with it. Rambo, you know, there's no armor he's wearing. He's just, you know, he's just Rambo. And that kind of knowledge is not going to work, obviously, the same way. Now, let me get to my point number three. For my point number three, let's talk about the weaknesses of the ghoul, strengths of Rambo, and how this fight's going to go down. So you look at a character like the ghoul, you can't help but realize the overall badassery of him. I'll give him that. The enhanced physicals, the gunplay, the cool one-liners. He's typically the more experienced person to fight. Or at least, you know, as I mentioned before, the more physically capable. But you have to ask yourself this. How did the person known as Dom Pedro defeat and completely incapacitate the ghoul? Now, we mentioned this before with, actually, Ray, you mentioned this before, how we saw the ghoul kind of being brought up from this casket, and there's three people surrounding him, whatever. Dom Pedro, I guess a powerful gang leader in the Fallout universe, trapped and then buried the ghoul in a cemetery and exhumes him once a year, cutting pieces off of the ghoul and then burying him again. Now, is Dom Pedro more capable than Rambo? Of course not. Is Dom Pedro a better combatant than Rambo? No. Is Dom Pedro can capture the ghoul, keep him incapacitated for years at a time, couldn't Rambo do it as well? Abso-freaking-lutely. See, this is why I love the Who Wouldn't matches. You don't have to beat your opponent. You only have to incapacitate them for about 2 minutes where you can easily walk away unthreatened by your opponent. And that's something Rambo should absolutely be able to do to the ghoul. Why, you may ask? Well, it's because the ghoul isn't particularly worried about getting shot or taking on another person physically, and that's some overconfidence on his part. Look, the ghoul knows he can let his physical abilities overcome what most people can throw at him, but most people are not even close to Rambo. Even if the ghoul knows that getting shot in the head or being blown up by explosives could take him out completely, two things Rambo can do and has done to opponents. So let me say that again. Even the ghoul, though, this is the key. He knows that getting shot in the head or being blown up by explosives in a huge way could take him out completely. And these are two things Rambo can and has done to opponents. On top of that, Rambo's a threat both in close and at far ranges and is much, much better than the ghoul when it comes to using stealth and staying hidden while getting a tactical advantage where he can shoot him with a crossbow, he's got whatever he wants to do, or just hit him with explosives that he trapped later on. Rambo's easily going to use his stealth. He's going to take up that position and then hit the ghoul from afar. I really see him using that exploding tip arrow and, you know, put him into a trap, whatever it is. And with us knowing that Dom Pedro, a gangster, I guess, trapped the ghoul for years, we also know that the ghoul can fall into a trap that Rambo can set up, because Rambo is known for setting up traps, and that's something he can do on the fly in a really cool way during the fight. We saw that in Rambo 2 and 3. Remember, Rambo's going to have some explosives on him as well, and he can use this to create the traps, create diversions, or just blow up big chunks of, you know, the ghoul to take him out completely. See, this battle's going to come down to a cat and mouse type of game where the ghoul is the cat and Rambo is letting the ghoul believe he's the mouse. And again, that's what he's going to make the ghoul believe, because Rambo is a tactical genius. The reality is that even despite the ghoul's long life and experience, which is really cool, he's not going to have experienced anyone like Rambo. He won't be able to see Rambo's traps, just like he couldn't see Dom freaking Pedro's traps, and he's not going to be able to see the explosive arrows, the C4 mines, the years of combat mastering tactics that enabled Rambo to survive and take out entire armies, which is why we love Rambo. This is a battle where styles make the fight, and a slow, powerful style like the ghoul's is going to leave massive massive openings and opportunities that play into exactly Rambo's tactics and strategies we've seen him use time and time again. This is why the Ghoul is going to lose. This is why Rambo wins. And that's my point number three.
Absolutely not, James Gabsy. Wait just a hold on one darn minute here. You're going to get on the Ghoul for being captured by Dom Pedro. Incidentally, the man he lassoed and kicked into the grave, I would add, when Rambo himself was captured by the Viet Cong. He was captured multiple times over the course of the Rambo series. He was tortured. I mean, look, they did terrible things to him even before the events of First Blood, right? So I don't know where you get off saying, oh, well, the Ghoul was captured. Are you telling me the Viet Cong are so much more powerful than the Ghoul? Maybe if there's enough of them, I don't know, but they sure got Rambo in his prime. And you think John Rambo's going to make traps on the fly? Just him and the Ghoul are going to be facing off. He's going to duck behind a rock, and suddenly there's going to be a catapult trap set up? I don't think so, James. That is stretching credulity. And he, oh, does Rambo have explosive arrows? Great. When the Ghoul shoots him in the hand or shoots him in the foot, he's going to drop the arrow and it's going to blow himself up. I love to see that, because the difference between explosive arrows and explosive bullets is the bullets got to hit something first. The explosive arrows do not. And I would also argue that there's a major weakness between these two. Rambo has excessive PTSD, and I love our veterans, and it is a real thing affecting a lot of them. But the Ghoul carries grenades with him. The Ghoul carries things that make a lot of noises. What's to stop him from going, disappearing for a second, having grenades go off, and having Rambo lose his mind, like happens often in his movies? And Rambo's dealing in reality violence. The Ghoul is in Fallout weird cartoon levels of violence. I mentioned the bloody mess perk before, but when the Ghoul shoots something, it blows up, even regardless of what bullets he's using. Lest we forget, he shot off a man's foot from Quick Draw at a distance in Philly just by looking at him. Why? Because it was the guy he was trying to find. If he's trying to find Rambo, he will bring him in.
All interesting stuff, but, you know, we got to see what the judge has to say. Ian, you've heard 3 points from both Ray and myself. It's time for you to make a decision, but before we get to what Ian has to say, let's celebrate the Who Would Win Patron of the Week. Every week, we choose one of our amazing members from the Who Would Win Show's Patreon community and put them in a battle. Ray, which patron do we have today?
Today we have, of course, we're coming back to it. We have so many wonderful patrons here. It's always tough to pick from. I want to pick somebody who hasn't gone in a while. We do try to be very, very fair about it. As much as I have. If you're on Patreon and you either have never gone as a $5 member or higher, or it's been a long time, bring it to my attention sometime and we'll try to work you in soon enough. Today we're going to go with Michael W. Michael W., I do not feel that we have used in a while. We are going to use him today. Michael W., it's your day in the sun.
You know, I got to tell you, with a name like Michael W., I'm sensing deep, supernatural, magical, crazy abilities to this person. So let's have him go up against that same type of character. Let's have Michael W. go up against Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
I mean, I don't know how anybody's beating Miss Frizzle, but here's what's going to happen here, because this is wild. The two of them are going to square off, right? And Michael W. is going to start shouting some things that would not be heard on the Magic School Bus. Some very vulgar language. Shame on you, Michael W., but you're trying to win. I understand trying to get in your opponent's head. I do it all the time. I practically live there 24/7 in James Gavsey's rent-free. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is he's going to shout some things, and Miss Frizzle's going to get frazzled, quite honestly. She's going to be upset, and she's going to get in her magic school bus, and she is going to shrink down real, real small as the shots come flying, as he starts throwing uppercuts and haymakers and bows, if you will. Miss Frizzle is now the size, you know, she's like Ant-Man, and she gets into that. So what's going to happen is she's going to fly the magic school bus into Michael W. Now, normally all she would have to do is enlarge, you know, that, and then the battle's over. She's going to squish him that way. But he thinks fast. He's got a colonoscopy coming up. He's going to drink all of that colonoscopy drink beforehand, and he's going to flush out Miss Frizzle before it can happen. She's going to be covered in ick. She's going to make the school bus big, and he's going to pull her out while she's stunned and unfortunately beat the living tar out of Miss Frizzle. Congratulations on your quick thinking, Michael W. For once, that substance did some good.
Wait. So she's getting covered in that colonoscopy substance you got to drink. After it's been digested.
Not just that, James, because it's coming out the other end.
And I want to leave that out. And to add insult to injury, Michael W. is going to take a clearly disoriented Miss Frizzle after that experience and just beat the hell out of Wow. Michael
I didn't
W.
do this, James. Michael W. and you did this.
Michael W., you are a monster. Miss Frizzle. I hope someday you get to drive that school bus once more. Remember, you too can become a celebrate. Is that what they are? Celebrated? A celebrated patron of the week.
Today they are.
All you have to do is drink the preparation stuff for a colonoscopy. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and sign up, and you may be featured in an upcoming episode of Who Would Win. Ian, it's time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle between the ghoul and Rambo.
First off, Ray, you just lost 10,000 points for that awful, monstrous story. But it was amazing. I loved it and hated it. Y'all, this is why I love this show so much. You made this a really, really hard decision. Y'all both brought good points. Now my Texas is coming out like crazy. Great. All right, so let's run through this. This is how I think it happens, right? So this wasteland, I'm assuming there's some like small towns and stuff like that's going on. Rambo's the drifter. He's going place to place. And he, as we were talking about at the beginning, bumps into someone, but it's not the ghoul. Fight ensues. Rambo actually winds up taking out this town, and the ghoul hears about it because now there's a bounty on Rambo. So the ghoul is going after Rambo to bring him in. Rambo doesn't know this at first, but he's kind of like already knowing that stuff's going on because he's assessed it, so he's made a lot of noise, so he figures something's gonna come at him, right? So he kind of, we're gonna say he rests up, right? So the ghoul's gonna come in and he's gonna find Rambo in his sleeping bag, and he's gonna put a gun to what he thinks is the bag pulled up over Rambo's head. And some smirky quip try to catch Rambo, only to realize Rambo is not in said sleeping bag. You hear some shots fire, the ghoul reacts, rolls out of the way, fires in the same direction of Rambo, a bunch of explosions happen, and somehow, we're gonna say Rambo shot the exploding arrow, because why not, that's cool, and it knocks down some beams over Ghoul. He doesn't get trapped by him, though. So Rambo's kind of set up this distraction, closes the ground, which in this case scenario is going to be an advantage on Rambo. So what's going to happen is he's going to close in, and they're going to start doing the hand-to-hand combat thing. But Rambo's going to quickly realize the ghoul is too fast for him. And Ghoul's going to take a few knife shots from Rambo, and he's going to quick draw and shoot Rambo in the chest. And Rambo goes down.
So finish it off. So the winner is
the ghoul.
You got to say the whole statement.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the winner is, folks, the ghoul.
Wow.
You have it, as James Gavsey would say.
Do I completely, completely disagree? You're saying that Rambo doesn't have the ability to trap the ghoul the same way Dom Pedro, by the way, it's a great name, Dom Pedro has? Are you kidding me? That is absolutely ridiculous. I like your storytelling, by the way, but I completely disagree. All right, Ray Cicanus, I got to compose my thoughts. I guess congratulations are in order. I don't know what the heck just happened. How do you feel getting such a weird victory today?
We talk about certain matchups that mean a little bit more than others do. We're talking about the NFL Super Pro style matchups of this show, the Captain Carrot matchups of this show, where you come in, well, when Sergeant Slaughter was on this show even, you come in and you want it just a little bit more. This is our first chance to get a Fallout character on the show. I wanted this one a little bit more, and I am happy and thrilled that we have a judge that listens to reason and uses appropriateness, like the fact the ghoul is faster and stronger than Rambo and has better tactics. Yes, All of this makes absolute sense to me, especially given the Fallout TV universe. If he's got to bring in Rambo, he can use one of those chain sword devices and just cut off his head and bring it in, and that's enough for the bounty, so a shot in the chest makes the most sense, and let's keep it real. Rambo ain't wearing no shirt. He ain't wearing no armor. He's gonna take a shot to the chest as horribly as a human being could. Put that in your pipe pistol and smoke it, James Gavsey.
As usual, I wasn't paying attention to anything Ray said. Just sounded like a series of clicks and whistles. Ian, I gotta tell you, I'm reevaluating our friendship here. I thought we were tight, thought we were close. You know, we've shared so much together. The highs, there's been no lows until today.
Until today.
And I'm just questioning so much about you, about, you know, the way you do things. This one hurts. Not gonna lie. This one hurts. And I think it's because I love Rambo. That's it.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I love Rambo. And you don't. And it makes me question you as an American. I'm a new American. And I'm questioning your Americanism. But wait a second. The ghoul is also American, so check that. I'll have to figure this out. I'm not gonna lie. There's layers to what I'm feeling right now. I'm an emotional mess. With that being said, I do like how you tell the story, though. You did ask great questions, and you did fulfill the duties of a first-time judge beautifully. So well done on that. Please come back on the show. Until that time, tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online, and tell them once more about that amazing contest.
Yeah, so you can find me on all the socials, and it's simply Ian Moss Creative. That'll be Twitch. I do live stream on Twitch. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, every once in a while on the TikToks. The Twitter X thing, I'm not really super active on that one, so we'll discount that one. And then, of course, if you go to shop.ianmosscreative.com, you get your chance to enter to win a limited edition G Clay fine art museum quality print. It's either going to be the winner's choice of Anakin or Victor, Dr. Freeze. So I can't wait to see how this goes and who wins. It's like a real life who would win. So just with how many thousands of fans in the Legion of Audience, y'all, it is a free for all cage match. Hop in there, sign up, and good luck.
Well done. All right, Ray Cicadas, again, I'll congratulate you begrudgingly on your victory. This one, wow. A betrayal of sorts, if you will. With that being said, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base. It really, really.
It was. It
really.
Was.
Didn't feel like what Ray looks like.
You wanted a fair judge. I told you I'm not going to play favorites. That's the way it rolled.
Oh, I get it. So you have to give it to Ray to really show how much our friendship means to you.
Oh.
Okay, I get it. No worries. I now understand what you did. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Ray Cicadas, you are also here. Tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you.
I have a lot of respect for the character of the ghoul in that he is a guy who has been around a very long time. He's amassed a certain set of skills, and he's worked despite the entire world working against him. He perseveres and he survives and he thrives in some cases, despite the fact that the entire world is against him. And that's what it's like to be me on the Who Would Win show on a week-to-week basis. We bring in judges who demand that James has to win, no matter how terrible his arguments are, no matter how absurd his claims are, and no matter how robust and perfect every single one of my points is. And you know why all of my points are so fantastic? Because they have to be. That's why. So, except for the hated thing. Of course, everything works against me here, but the world loves me. That 5% I listen to loves me. And Ian, I'm not surprised you're not active on the Twitter anymore. You're an actual human being and not a robot. So of course you're not active there anymore, because that's all that website is. It's bots talking to other bots, trying to sell them like in OnlyFans or something. I don't know anymore. I'm barely on there, if at all. I don't think I've even logged in weeks. Don't go there. Go to Threads at AlmightyRay316, where you can find me. I'm becoming more active on Instagram as well, if you like pictures of cats and the Final Girl game, which I do like both of those things. That's primarily what my account is, and I keep posting them on there in Threads at AlmightyRay316. We're here for Fallout. We're here for the ghoul. We're here for the Fallout TV show. We're here for Amazon Prime. Why not? I love the Fallout games. That's my number one favorite series of games of all time. And you should love it too. Go play it. Go watch it. Come back and just tell me, Ray, thank you.
No. All right, you can find me on X, aka Twitter. That's right. There's still a lot of people there. And our voices
beep,
are being
bop,
heard
boop,
a very
Jeff James.
big way. You could go on Threads, but you know, if you want to have more than one friend, go to Twitter or Facebook or anywhere else. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook by typing in at James Gavs. You remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcast. On behalf of myself, Ray Cicanus, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy, you gotta sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in, it's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.